Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. It's Olivia. So this one's about my sister. She is an atheist, which I have no problem with that. But she can't even explain what happened to her in her old house. So she lived in this nice little suburb home with her friend during college. I think she was in law school at the time. And she was staying with her friend. And the first day they moved in, it was a normal house. Like, nothing was off. But her friend was upstairs. And she just let out this blood-curdling scream and ran downstairs and looked at my sister. And she's like, did you throw this at me? And my sister looked at her and she said, threw what? And she's like, this. And she pulled up a little jewelry piece of a cross and had like little rubies on it. So basically it was like a woman's, you know, cross necklace piece. And she's like, no, I don't have anything like that. Like, why would I throw that at you? And how could I throw it at you if I'm all the way down here? And so they thought that was weird, and they decided to just tape it up on the wall to see what happened. Moving past that, she kind of ignored it. She thought her friend was being a little weird and just assuming stuff, but I think her first experience happened one night when her friend went out of town, and she was coming back from a evening class, and she looked up and saw one of the lights in the house on, and she saw a dark figure outline facing out towards it was facing, you know, outside. So she looked at it and it moved away from the window pretty quick. And she, of course, I don't know. I got on to her about it. I asked her, why would you go in the house if there could possibly be some crazy murderer? And she just said, I didn't think about that. And I don't know. So I got on to her about that, but she didn't think of calling the police. So she just went in there to look around and see what was going on. And she noticed that the shower and the faucet were on full blast. The room was steamy, like it was on hot. And so she turned all of it off. And since then, her cat would always face like the bathroom all the time. Like, she'll just stare into the bathroom. So my sister decided to name the spirit. Weirdly enough, she named it Barb, because after that incident, she looked and asked the real estate agent. She looked online about the history of the house. Nobody knows anything. So she assumes probably an old lady died in this house, because it's basically a female spirit due to the cross and the energy in the house. She says, like, it feels like there's a female presence, not a male. She said that she would see, like, you know, shadows darting across the walls or even outside when even though there's like no cars passing by, she wouldn't see that. She would just see some shadow out there just moving across the windows. It was weird. And she thinks the ghost is nice. Personally, I didn't think so from my experience, but she had one interesting experience where she was asleep and she kept hitting snooze on her alarm for her morning class. And the door to her room, you have to shove it with your shoulder open. That door opened with ease and it creaked open and the hallway light came into her room and she assumed this barb is waking me up. I think the spirit likes Victoria because she gave it, like, you know, the attention it wants. Like, okay, I understand, and, like, respects it. And her roommate, not so much. So I think the spirit kind of steers away from her. Not much would happen, but she would let me know when stuff did. So there was one time where she asked me when we were visiting her up in where she was at. She was out of state. She asked me to watch her puppy while her and my mom went to go get stuff for her new office. So I'm sitting there alone and I try to ignore it all. And there's this space. So when you're in the living room, if you go out where it's like in the hallway and you have a staircase, like you can sometimes see the corner of the of the second floor. If that makes sense, like you could kind of see the second floor a bit. If you look back, you just see like if people are walking by upstairs. So I always avoided checking up there, and she does too, because she doesn't want to see anything. But I went to go find the cat because she said that she needed me to give it medicine. So I'm looking around, and of course, the cat is facing the bathroom and standing in the middle of the hall around like she was very intrigued by something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to ignore that. And I go and I take care of the puppy and I took a nap. And I woke up later to my sister calling me. She says, hey, I need you to go in the basement to check this printer to make sure I'm getting like the right stuff for it or whatever. And I was like, oh, great. So I go down there. And of course, me being crazy as I am, I said, please, Barb, for the love of God, I'm just down here for a second. I will leave as soon as I'm done. Just don't do anything crazy. And I go and check it. I send her a picture, tell her everything she needs. And as I'm getting down, because it was on top of a top shelf and I was on the step stool, as I was getting down, a box next to it fell and nearly hit me in the head. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, that's weird. And me being skeptical, but also a believer, I went to make sure that the shelf is not rocking. And I looked and I could see the dust scraped off, like somebody shoved it from behind. And I turned around, I thought I saw a shadow. And I instantly just ran up the stairs. I scraped myself a few times on the wooden stairs because I was scrambling. I was falling a few times. I was petrified. So I took the puppy. It was snowing outside. I sat outside for over an hour. And my sister came back. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I am not going in that damn house ever again. You are not letting me. I am not going back in there. You're not going to make me. And since then, nothing's happened to her. She's moved out of there. But she did have one weird occurrence, which could be, of course, a coincidence. She met this lady on the plane, and the lady told her name was Barb, which is weird because not many people are named that. Their name's Barbara, but they don't really go by Barb. I don't know. So she thought that was weird, but now she tries to say, oh, I think it's just an energy. I don't really know if it's a spirit. Like, she's atheist, but like she still couldn't come up with a reason behind science to explain this. I'm like, Victoria, admit that this was a ghost, something like that. It's not scientific energy matter of electrons or whatever the hell it is. Like, face the facts. So, yeah, so she's had weird things happen to her. I have other stories, but yeah, I'll call her whenever I get the chance. Love the show. Y'all are doing great. Sorry if this was all over the place. Yeah, I hope you have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.